It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City Shopping Center credits 600-pound AI robot with crime reduction. And I had to look it up to see it for myself. But if you remember the module when the shuttles come back and there's that module bobbing up and down in the ocean with the astronauts safely back on Earth.
Space capsule?
That's what this looks like. It looks like the cone-shaped space capsule that's bobbing around in the ocean, but it's on a parking lot surface in Kansas City. Okay. It is a 5-foot-tall, 600-pound security robot they've named Marshall, and it's making waves at a shopping center in Kansas City, reducing crime by about 50%. So Marshall is built on a smart car frame, has cameras in every single direction, and records everything 24/7. It is the only unit of its kind in public anywhere in Kansas City, and it can read license plates and even recognize individuals as they walk by.
So this is like an upgraded lot bot.
Way upgraded, Sam. This thing just like scoots around the parking lot with a billion cameras on it.
It's like Paul Blart, but better.
So the lot bot was stationary inside the parking lot and had a bunch of cameras on it and even a siren warning system for whatever reason, because you're going to listen to the robot.
Marshall, at one point, this is from Channel 9, Brian Johnson did this story. Marshall was able to provide the IP address and the license plate of a getaway car. Quoting here from the property manager, the first thing out of my mouth when I saw this was, no, this isn't going to work. And then, Scott, it did. They interviewed shoppers who say, yep, I feel safer with Marshall around. Initially, there was some awkwardness, but shoppers have warmed up to the idea.
Now, I'm assuming Marshall, because he uses AI, doesn't bump into cars in the parking lot or people or little kids.
I'm assuming at 600 pounds, he probably is trained to not knock down little old ladies, and I hope not. But be careful what you ask for, okay? Because crime is down 50%. That's great.
And this is at Briarwood Center.
Briarwood Center, which I think is in the Northland.
No, it's actually near Raytown.
Oh, it is. Is it a strip mall?
It's a strip mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it the only one of its kind in or near Kansas City? That's question number one. My guess is the answer is cost.
Yeah.
Number two, why Briarwood? Why not Brookside, Plaza, Waldo, you name it. And number three, does it pique your interest at all that it is taking every metric of every person, including facial recognition?
Does that bother me? No, because you're on private property.
Okay.
I mean, the parking lot is private property.
Yeah.
The strip mall is clearly private property.
Yeah.
Here's the only...
What if you are in a Range Rover? You know where I'm going with this.
Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah. And you don't have the right to do that in a private business parking lot, but it's going to record everything.
Oh, Briarwood is the shopping center with the Price Chopper in it, right at 63rd and Blue Ridge Cutoff for anybody who hits that QT on the way to Chiefs games.
Okay.
So what is this thing?
Somebody says it costs $35,000. It's basically, Sam, it's a robot that is built on top, and I think Dana mentioned this, it's built on top of the frame of a smart car. So it's at least that big. And that might be why it isn't in places like Brookside or on the Plaza. You have to, for it to be effective.
It has to be contained.
For it to be effective in those neighborhoods with smaller streets and fewer parking lots, they're going to have to make it, whoever invented it's going to have to make it smaller.
Oh, it's actually smaller than a smart car. I'm looking at video of it right now.
It's built on
the frame of one, but it is smaller than the car itself. Looks exactly like that module.
It looks like a Dalek from Doctor Who.
Okay, Dan, let's go with the module that the guy landed in that is bobbing around in the water.
Yeah, I'm with her. Capsule.
Making up words
smaller than that.
Start with a D. I don't even know what you just said.
Dalek.
You're the only person in this room who's watched Doctor Who.
There's people out there know what I'm talking about.
Or knows what a Dalek is. Focus. Focus. God, get me to 5 o'clock.
Now, there is a shift in this city and in businesses in general to relying on robots to do the job because it's cheaper to buy the $35,000 robot one time than it is to hire somebody.
How much is the one that is fixed? Because this is in the Lowe's parking lot on 135th Street.
Oh, they're all over.
It's just fixed. And it goes,
do not stop and rest. Keep it moving. Like, it shouts at you. Yes.
Which Lowe's is this?
It's this huge thing with a pole sticking straight up out of it.
Solar panels.
And it's got solar panels.
I know what you're talking about. They had that at the Walmart in Roland Park years ago.
It's not really, all it's doing is saying, move it along, move it along.
Yes.
To me, it's not really fighting crime. It's more just telling you to move it along if you are camping out there.
That Walmart now has two lock cops in it if you drive by today.
What does it do? This thing actually gets the license plate and gets the, you know, AI
this
stuff.
This does the same thing. It just doesn't move.
Yeah, if memory serves me correctly, and Sam says there are now two in the Roland Park Walmart parking lot, it's huge. It sits on a box, like you were mentioning, and think of, like, the police temporary signs that they put up with your speed limit. Or the speed limit and what speed you're going. It's built into a box kind of like that. And then there's this gigantic, almost looks like a light pole, I think is the term you use.
Yeah.
And then up on the top, it's powered by solar. And there are four cameras that go in each direction.
With fisheye lenses. So you have 360-degree view.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it takes up about the size of a parking space and scans everybody.
Exactly
and
right.
If you're loitering, it's going to yell at you to move along.
And that was
that's it. It's a loiterer yeller at her.
Yeah. And that was the problem in the Walmart parking lot back
in the
day.
I'm not saying that's all it does, but
no
it really is a loiterer yeller at her thing. It's not like this at all, which is this AI thing is much more advanced.
By the way, Marshall is $35,000. The stationary lot cop. $35,000.
Well, why wouldn't you get the AI thing then?
Well, somebody now on the text line. See, I don't know what these things cost. Somebody on the text line claims it's $300,000.
Well, the lot cop can't run over an old lady because it's stationary.
Well, but if it's got AI, I mean, certainly.
Sensors malfunction.
This little robot it's kind of like an R2-D2, just a little bit larger.
A little bit?
It's like a dollop.
Yeah, it's almost the size
of a Dalek.
Dalek.
Whatever.
Look it up.
From Doctor Who.
I will
look
not. I am not looking. I'll be the first person in the world to ever Google that term.
No, you won't.
Yes, it'll be like no results. What are you talking about?
D-A-L-E-K. E-K.
E-X.
Yeah, you know what? Dalek. I want to break. You are in timeout, Dan.
Look it up.
For the rest of the day. No.
Okay. 913-5.
Had it with all the testosterone in this building.
I am crying. 913-586.
$300,000, by the way.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.